I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. World shares and U.S. futures surged after U.S. and Chinese officials announced a 90-day pause on tariffs. During this period, the U.S. would drop its 145% tariff rate on Chinese goods to 30%, while China agreed to lower its rate on goods from 125% to 30%. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky challenged Russia's President Vladimir Putin to meet with him personally in Turkey on Thursday for peace talks. Ukraine, along with European allies, had demanded Russia accept an unconditional 30-day ceasefire before meeting. Moscow rejected the proposal and called for direct negotiations instead. Hamas says it will release Eden Alexander, the last living American hostage in Gaza, on Monday, as a goodwill gesture for the Trump administration. It's also part of efforts to establish a ceasefire and resume the delivery of aid. Alexander is an Israeli soldier from New Jersey who was taken captive on October 7, 2023. I'm Marcela Sanchez.